Hello and welcome to the debate. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, after 50 days of a brutal Israeli onslaught on Gaza and growing negative public opinion towards Tel Aviv's aggression, one would think that Israel would be glad to be out of the global spotlight. However, less than a week since the truce between Gaza and Israel, Tel Aviv has announced it is confiscating hundreds of hectares of Palestinian land in Bethlehem to use for illegal settlements. Stay with us as we take a closer look at more confiscation of Israeli by the Israelis of Palestinian land.
For the time being, the situation in Gaza is calm following Israel's 50-day-plus war, which has left a trail of destruction in the territory. The calm in Gaza coincides with Israel's new schemes against Palestinians, though this time not in Gaza but in the occupied West Bank. Israel says it plans to grab some 400 hectares of Palestinian land in the West Bank for settlement expansion.
We were surprised in the early hours this morning when Israeli officials and military gave warnings and put signs in many areas in Wadi Fokin, to the northern, southern and western ways of the village, declaring the appropriation of thousands of dunams for the benefit of the expansion of three settlements that surround the village.
The anti-settlement group Peace Now has slammed the move as the biggest land grab by Israel in Palestine in 30 years.
We don't remember such a big announcements in the last one or two decades. This is a stab in the back of Abbas and the moderate people in the Palestinian Authority. Instead of strengthening the Palestinian Authority versus Hamas, Israel is showing its other side and actually in a unilateral move expand settlement activity and destroy the chance for renegotiation with the Palestinian Authority.
The Israeli radio said the move was made in response to the alleged kidnapping and killing of three Israeli men in the area in June. The notice published by the military gave no reason for the decision. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is under fire in Israel over his handling of the Gaza war. Netanyahu's critics say he has been defeated in his war in Gaza. Observers believe that the land grab planned by Israel is actually aimed at appeasing Netanyahu's critics. A Palestinian Authority spokesman has condemned the Israeli land grab, saying it will cause new friction between Tel Aviv and the Palestinians after the Gaza war. Israeli authorities have issued many eviction orders, which have left large numbers of Palestinian families without home in the West Bank. Israel has come under intense international criticism over its settlement activities, which the global community regards as illegal. At least on the face of it, the issue has caused tension between Tel Aviv and its staunch ally, the United States. Washington has frequently called on Israel to stop its settlement activities on Palestinian land to pave the way for peace between the two sides. The U.S. has, however, taken no practical and meaningful measures to make Tel Aviv stop its land grab. To the contrary, Washington has on many occasions shielded Israel against any binding resolutions at the U.N. Security Council.
I'd like to welcome my guest to the program out of Madison, Wisconsin, editor of Veterans Today, Dr. Kevin Barrett, and out of Washington, President Middle East Research Center, Mr. Richard Hellman. Thank you both for being with us. Well, let's start this off in Washington with Mr. Hellman. Why do you think, Mr. Hellman, that Israel has chosen this time to grab more Palestinian land?
First, it's Israel's right to closely settle the land under the Treaty of San Remo and the League of Nations mandate, which was never voided by the United Nations, and under Security Council Resolution 242 and 338. Israel has the right to established and defensible borders, and there is no prohibition on settlement. There is no settlement, there is no agreement between the Palestinian Arabs and the Israelis because first Yasser Arafat and more recently Abu Mazen, Mahmoud Abbas, have not agreed to the settlements, to the agreements that Israel has made, as has consented. Israel was going to give away virtually every square inch, every square centimeter of contested lands, and first Yasser Arafat and then Mahmoud Abbas walked away without even making a counter offer repeatedly. So, and only in the areas where Israel is in control Is it possible for Jews and Christians and Muslims to live in peace and security? Everywhere else in the Middle East, the Jews have been eliminated or run out, and the Christians are being persecuted.
All right. Well, let me get Dr. Barrett in on this. Mr. Hellman, stay with me, please. Dr. Barrett, your take on it, basically. Mr. Hellman, stay with me, please. Mr. Hellman, stay with me, please. Dr. Barrett, your take, basically, Mr. Hellman is saying is that Israel is doing is totally legal, even according to UN resolutions.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I've been trying to keep from laughing, listening to what this man is saying. It's barely even worth responding to. It's so divorced from reality. But it's really people like Mr. Hellman and the many, many people in Israel, the great majority of Israeli Jews who think the way he does, who are essentially the reason that Israel is committing suicide. Israel has one overriding issue. If it wants to survive, it has to establish legitimacy. And the Israeli leadership knows this. That's why they are so terrified of what they call the delegitimization movement. But everything Israel does is seemingly calculated to completely destroy the slightest shred of legitimacy that this Zionist occupation entity might otherwise possess. Take the settlements, for example. It's absolutely clear under international law, and there's no dispute whatsoever about this in any of the world's capitals that I've heard of, except maybe Tel Aviv, that occupation is illegal. Everyone in the world agrees that every square centimeter of Palestinian land that the Israelis stole in their war of aggression in 1967 must be returned to the Palestinians. There's some disagreement about the land that the Israelis had stolen before 1967, but there is none whatsoever about the land they stole in 1967. So if Israel has said repeatedly that the reason that it continues to squat on this stolen land is that they're trying to negotiate some kind of land for peace deal. In other words, the official Israeli position has always been that they are going to give back every square centimeter of the land that they illegally stole. That's been their position.
But what is
the reality? Since 1967, the Israelis have established more than 500,000 people squatting on the illegal settlements in occupied Al-Quds or Jerusalem and the West Bank.
Okay.
There some estimates put this close to 2/3 of 1 million people.
Now, when Israel tried to withdraw from Gaza in 2004-2005, let me turn back to Washington.
They had only 8,000 settlers to remove.
This is crazy.
They'll never remove 500,000.
All right, turning back to Washington, Mr. Hellman. Your take, sir, could it be that the Netanyahu government is trying to flex? Stay with me, please, both my guests. Mr. Hellman, could it be that the Netanyahu government is trying to flex its muscles after the onslaught in Gaza that many are saying was not successful and that Israel gained nothing from the 50-day onslaught on the Gaza Strip? Do you think that now what we're seeing, the confiscation of more land, has anything to do with its failure in Gaza?
I don't know that they did fail in Gaza. In fact, it was a standoff. Israel was able to defend its own people while it was attacking the rocket bases and the terror tunnels extending from Gaza under Israel. But the main point is that even all of the people in New York at the UN hollering that this is illegal doesn't necessarily make it so. And in fact, I would say to Kevin in Madison, Wisconsin, that the real figure of the number of Jews living in the territories that are contested, that is to say Judea and Samaria, what the world calls the West Bank, and the parts of Jerusalem, all around Jerusalem, that is called East Jerusalem, and the Golan Heights, it's more like 700,000 Jews. And
Mr. Hellman, we'll address that. Mr. Hellman,
Pay
attention to the question, sir.
Security.
The question that I'm asking, the question that I want an answer to right now is dealing with Mr. Netanyahu. Do you think that all of this is a reaction to what has happened in Gaza? Is he flexing his muscles? That's the question.
Well, I think he's just exercising the legitimate right of the Israelis, of the state of Israel, to closely settle the land according to international law. And what is wrong with Jews living in the historic lands where all of the archaeology, the anthropology, the history, and of course, as Kevin says from Madison, the Bible say that was their historic lands. This is a tiny part of the contested territories. Israel already gave back 90% of the land that it regained in 1967 and kept in 1973. 90% of the land was given back, and in fact, Israel gained that land in a defensive war against the Arab armies that had invaded Israel in 1973. Mr. Hellman,
have you seen a map of Israel and Palestine, let's say 1947 compared to 2014? Have you seen the difference in
yes.
that map?
Oh, yes. Let me tell you about it. I have it right here on my iPhone, and I'll tell you that the agreement that the Israelis accepted, resolution, the General Assembly Resolution 181 in 1947-48, there would have been a big Arab state and a very small Jewish state. But instead, five Arab armies and more invaded Israel in 1948 when Israel was ready to make an agreement. And that happened repeatedly in 1967 and 1983 and so forth, repeated assaults upon the tiny Jewish state, which is about the size of New Jersey.
Okay.
Whereas the Arab world is twice the size of the continental United States.
All right, Dr. Kevin Barrett, you're shaking your head. Dr. Kevin Barrett, your take on the comments of our guests in Washington.
Seven million souls.
You know, these Zionists seem like they're intoxicated on something, and it seems to be their own egos and their sense of superiority, their sense of chosenness. They apparently believe that they have the right to closely settle any land they want as long as their religious tradition tells them that their God gave it to them.
No, it's
and they
called
have the right
the law.
To exterminate the people
no,
of that
law, land. No, it's international law,
Kevin.
And
closely settle it.
No, it's treaties and law.
You believe in the Jewish law, I suppose,
it's
but you're actually a heretic.
No,
in Judaism,
the
there's
law,
not supposed to be any return to Palestine until the lion lies down with the lamb, sir. The Jews of Naturae Carta are the last real Jews on earth. You, sir, are
work,
a satanic
let's work
heretic.
To have,
you worship
let's work
Zionism
to,
in the work, state of Israel,
let's,
not
let's
God.
Work to have
you
the
believe
lion
that
and
the devil, in the form of God, gave you land to settle
Let's get the
and
lion
exterminate
and the lamb
people.
To lie down
Genocide
together. I'm
is
for
not
that.
Part of the Bible.
All right,
genocide
thank you.
Is
you
a
stay
crime
with me,
against
Dr.
humanity.
Barrett,
anyone who
Dr.
worships
Barrett
a God that supports
Kevin
genocide.
Hellman,
Kevin.
Stay with me, both of you, please. We're going to cross over to our Facebook wall and see what some of our viewers have posted about this issue.
U.S. and Israel are both partners in this crime. Israel is the biggest terrorist of this era. I support Israel with all my might. This is to distract attention from the debacle of Gaza. Israel must return Palestinian lands to them. Shame on you, Israel. The UN needs to stop Israel from stealing Arab land. Israel is taking what belongs to it. Muslims should wake up, although it's too late. Gaza is where real jihad is needed. Israel is one of the main root causes of all the massacres and killings in the world, especially in Palestine. The leadership of Israel must pay for all their misdeeds.
Well, what about that, Mr. Hellman? You heard many of our viewers talking about this land grab and being illegal. Now, the land grab right now that's taking place belongs to five Palestinian villages in Bethlehem and involves the largest
it
land grab in 30 years, according to the anti-settlement
it
group Peace Now. Your
You're
take
wrong.
On that, how can
these
Israel just take it upon
Bethlehem,
itself to take
groups,
other people's
groups,
land continuously? Time and time again, sir.
I'm going to tell you, let me answer. These groups sound a lot to me like self-hating Quislings and traitors who oppose their own country's legal rights. Israel has the right to settle on these lands, just as under the British mandate, the British did various things with the state lands. These, we're talking about state lands. These are not lands owned by Palestinian Arabs. These are
the
state
British
lands,
and Israel of is the illegal,
Israel.
Sir.
Israel is the residual sovereign over all the residual parts of the Palestine Mandate from 1922. All those parts that have not been allocated yet, Israel still is the residual sovereign. That's the status in international law.
This
so
land
Israel
belongs
can
to this land belongs to five
lands,
Palestinian villages,
make,
sir.
Complete
this
nonsense.
Land belongs
no,
to five, pil- five Palestinian villages
not.
And
it
also
not.
Villagers
That's
of
wrong.
That.
It's not true.
Is it the
it's
same, sir,
true.
When
you're
the
wrong.
Original
Ma'am,
entity of Israel
Madam,
basically it was
Madam,
said that it was
wrong.
For
Madam,
a people without land, for a land without people? Is it the same logic, sir?
Madam, you're just wrong on the legal status. It does not belong to those five villages. The Arab villages spread out wherever they please without any legal right. There are no meets and bounds descriptions. There are no legal rights that have been established
so
by those five villages.
So they do not have legal rights. So you're saying they, you talk about
lands.
International law, but you're saying they do not have any legal right to their own land.
You say it's their land. You're saying it doesn't make it so. The legal status of that land is that it's state land, and Israel is the residual sovereign over all these unallocated portions of the Palestine Mandate
all
under
right,
the League of Nations,
Madison.
The predecessor
turn to Madison
of the UN.
Dr. Barrett.
That's,
well,
so
Dr. Barrett, on
let's
one hand, we seem
your
to
allegations
have
are
a,
not based on law
send,
or
fact,
madam.
Problem defining
let's,
international law. Go ahead, sir. Dr. Barrett, Madison.
Well, I think we need to send this Dick this Richard, or whatever his name is, into the International Court in The Hague and let him argue his case for Israel, because I've never heard a better case against Israel argued than the kind of crazy stuff that I'm hearing here. I mean, I've never heard this before. I thought I'd heard all of the insane Zionist arguments
well, you
for
learn every,
the
you
genocide
learn something
against
every day,
the Palestinian
Kevin.
People. But I've never heard this before. So
Kevin,
I said, go into the International Court. Go up against
Welcome.
Someone like Francis Boyle or Richard Falk. Richard Falk, who's Jewish himself. Talk to Richard Falk about this. You go up against Richard Falk in the International Court.
Richard Falk, even the UN Human Rights Council can't even stand Richard Falk. I can't believe you're citing him.
All right, Mr. Hellman, I want to look at this situation. At this point in time, both of you stay with me. At this point in time, after this 50-day onslaught on Gaza, and now with this land, more land actually being confiscated, what do you see basically coming out of this at this point in time? Because obviously, it's a lot of sensitivity in the situation that we're talking about. More than 2,000 Palestinians were killed, and now more than 50 days later, and again we see
I'll tell you what is coming out of here. What's coming out of here is one state between the Mediterranean and the Jordan River Valley Rift. That state will have equal and full representation by all of its citizens or permanent residents. The Jews, the Muslims, and the Christians all will be able to vote for a parliament and a government. That is what's coming out of this, and you can look it up. There's a book by Carolyn Glick which has a lot of this in it. It's called The Israel Solution. That's where Israelis are going,
okay.
And they're doing it with a vibrant economy, with energy independence, and with water independence, and with a strong security and defense structure.
All right,
Their
Dr. Barrett, I'm sorry, Mr.
Hellman,
I'm sorry, we're out of time. Dr. Barrett, your
to,
take.
All they want
Dr.
to do
Barrett,
is to
your
hate.
Take. Mr. Hellman, please. Dr. Barrett, your take.
Well,
tell
as
me
I said,
how do you think this
Israel is committing suicide. Yeah, Israel is committing suicide by undermining its own legitimacy at every turn. It intentionally slaughters children in Gaza. We had a number of cases of a sniper bragging about killing 13 children in one day in his text messages.
These are lies.
Slaughtering kids playing soccer on the beaches and so on.
Those are slanders.
Utterly showing themselves the most evil military force on earth. And now we're hearing that
they're proud of stealing more Palestinian land. Every inch that they stole
in 67 is completely illegal, and now they're trying to steal even more.
Nobody
in the world, except for a tiny fringe minority of cranks like this dick in Washington, D.C., goes along with any of this. And so basically the whole world is turning against the illegitimate Zionist entity as people like Dick continue to undermine what little legitimacy it ever possessed, which was hardly any, by defending this genocide. It's absolutely disgusting.
And on that note, we're out of time. I'd like to thank both of my guests. Thank you both for being with us. Out of Madison, Wisconsin, Dr. Kevin Baird, editor of Veterans Today. And out of Washington, Richard Hellman, president of Middle East Research Center. And thank you, viewers, for being with us on another debate. I'm Marzia Hashemi, signing out right here in Tehran. Goodbye.